This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through. Today is a special episode of Couple Things. It's a live stream. So if you're listening to this on podcast, this was recorded earlier today. You'll notice there's a lot of interaction with comments as they come through. So we got to some really fun questions.
Yeah.
Got to meet a lot of fun people and had a really good time. So hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you enjoy this episode. And I hope we answer some of your questions about what this newest pregnancy is like. And we'll just go ahead and jump into this.
Let's do it. If you haven't yet, please press subscribe or subscribe on whatever platform it is you listen to and leave us a review.
That's right. And we are going live in 3, 2, 1. We are live. Hello and welcome to the pregnancy announcement Q&A, Couple Things episode. Wow. First of all, let's start off by saying happy birthday to you, Sean.
Thank you.
Right?
It was yesterday.
Yes.
Andrew was the best. So real quick, Monday night, so night before my birthday, it was a crazy day. I was completely disheveled. I was literally in my pajamas. I looked nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty. We got all the way to the dinner time. We had like ordered Postmates because we didn't have any groceries. And then we're waiting around for food, which is already coming late. And Andrew's like, oh no, babe. Postmates canceled it or Uber canceled it. And I was like, ugh. And we had ordered Drew dinner and she hadn't eaten yet. So I started to panic and he's like, okay, let's just go on a little family adventure. Let's go pick up food real quick. So I was like, fine. So we jumped in the car. We go pick up food, run by Whole Foods, get Drew more milk, everything. Come home. I'm not expecting or suspecting anything. And I'm usually, you usually can't surprise me. We walk in and like our closest group of friends was all hiding behind the kitchen island and they like pop out and they're like, surprise. And I literally screamed.
We'll post it on TikTok.
It was really cute. It was fun.
And then we had a fantastic dinner last night and I hope it made you feel special.
It did, baby. We went and got quote unquote sushi. Yeah. I got a California roll. It's my favorite restaurant. I can't eat from there yet, but I really wanted to go there and just kind of experience the place. So it was great. And he got me a new necklace.
I did. This is the first jewelry I've ever bought, Sean.
Yeah, besides
to be honest with you, I'm not great at giving gifts, but I really put it all out there for you this time.
It was amazing. You made me feel very special.
We have, let's see. Wow. This is Sean Audette's first live.
Wow. Sean,
welcome to the live stream world. Glad to have you with us. We have Darcy Kimbrough, classic. Freaking love seeing Darcy. Victoria says congratulations. And then babe, Marie and Kathleen and Aubrey Jordan. So many people are wishing you a happy birthday.
Thank you guys.
But this was, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say this was our 8th birthday together. And it's just fun to like, it's a good place to be in life when you're able to look back 8 birthdays ago and be like, you know what? we're in a way better spot now. And I like, yeah. I like how things are now way better than they used to be.
We always joke around with that, but it's like, it's a good thing. I look back at our wedding and laugh at those people. Cause I'm like, you knew nothing of like what true love was then, which like we were head over heels in love, but it just keeps getting better.
Yes. But we are excited to be doing this live stream. We're going to essentially be recapping the pregnancy announcement for those who may not have heard it. Not everybody who listens to the podcast watches the mainstream yes. YouTube channel. But we did this past week announce that we're having a second child.
So we are 2 under 2.
Can you believe that? It still doesn't feel real to me.
No, it doesn't. Wild. I just still feel like I ate too many carbs.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, like it's I went ham over the holidays. That's what I feel like. Oh man. Honestly, I kept having to remind myself over the holidays. I'd be like eating cookies. I'd be like, dang, my pants are getting tight. We better slow this down. And then all of a sudden I'd be like, I'm pregnant.
Pregnant.
Which, yeah. Who knows? It's a combination of both. Okay, should we just dive into it?
So we'll tell the story real quick yes. and then we'll answer any questions you guys might have. We are so excited and yeah. honestly just overwhelmed by your support. Sean and I have been reflecting about how we honestly almost unanimously have had a positive experience on social media. And that is much thanks to you. Sean and I are very vulnerable and we could easily be crushed. And there are plenty of trolls out there, but people like Darcy and the Mazinskis and just there's such a solid crew of people that make our experience so delightful that we want to continue sharing. So thank you. Now on to story time.
Okay. I'm going to try to keep this story brief.
If you know me, you know, I love cereal. Our whole family does. And growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But now that I'm older, I know it's important to watch out for empty carbs and extra sugar. So I took a little break there from eating so much cereal, but now I've tried Magic Spoon. And Magic Spoon has classic flavors and the crunch you love, but it has way less sugar and it's high in protein.
We love Magic Spoon in the East household. I always get the variety pack. It has 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free.
It's pretty wild to think a cereal can be high in protein and low carb and still taste delicious, but it does. I love eating a bowl of the fruity flavor after a workout for some extra protein, and Sean here loves the cocoa flavor as a snack before bed. We think everyone should try Magic Spoon and taste the difference themselves. Go to magicspoon.com/eastfam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code EASTFAM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/eastfam. And use our code EASTFAM to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
But long story short, keeping all the good stuff in there, our doctor had recommended, not told me, not ordered, nothing, had recommended that we wait at least a year or like one full year before we start trying for another kid. She said, it's just better for your body that way. It'll give me the most options when it comes to like delivery of the next baby, just everything. And I was like, great. I think a year is a great amount of time before we ever start thinking about it. So a year comes around, I got off birth control and we start like trying. I was like tracking ovulation and just doing all the things. Like we were truly trying. Mm-hmm. We tried the first month.
Which by the way, I have so many thoughts on ovulation yeah. tests. We'll probably do a full video on this because
we have a lot of thoughts on trying in general.
Yeah.
So we tried the first month and I ended up taking a pregnancy test because my like period was late and it came out negative and I was like, oh, I don't know why I even thought it was possible to get pregnant the first month. But I didn't like, I never got a period. I missed it that month. So I was like, oh, my hormones are just off, which is very normal for coming off of birth control. I ended up calling my acupuncturist who we could do a whole series on him. Who's like, he's just the best. I was gonna say Mr. Magoo, but I don't know if that even relates.
I don't know if Mr. I don't know who Mr. Magoo is. Probably don't make a comparison to someone you don't. Mr. Magoo.
Let's just throw that out. Anyways, I had made an appointment with him. He's the one who basically, he knew 2 days after I miscarried that I miscarried before I had told a soul. Like, he can like see into your soul and he knows things. I don't know how. So I had made an appointment with him to like get my hormones back on track. And long story short there, Andrew ended up getting COVID. Drew got a terrible case of the flu. So I kept having to push this like acupuncturist appointment back. A month goes by. I still haven't gotten my period, but out of nowhere, I was like, maybe I should take an ovulation test. I don't know why I thought that. And it said I was ovulating. And so I was like, okay, here we go again. Let's try again. We tried. And literally like a week later, I was like, I should take a pregnancy test. I had kind of interject a little story into there. Lexi, behind the camera, we were on a run one day. I don't think I even told Andrew this. This was back after we tried the first month. And I was like, Lexi, I'm just going to say this because it's like eating at my soul. You can't share this with anyone. You can't share with Andrew. I was like, but I think I'm pregnant. And she freaked out and she started crying. I was like, you don't need to cry. But then I got the negative pregnancy test. So I was like, oh, I was wrong. Fast forward to November. We've tried again. I wait a week. I take a pregnancy test. It comes out positive. And I was like, holy crap. The second try worked. So then...
crazy.
Fast forward a little bit more, like 10 minutes. I called Lexi. She had just left her house. I was like, you have to come back here. You need to film this. I can't. I'm incapable of giving Andrew that romantic, like plan out, telling him I'm pregnant Sean type literally situation. Can't,
well, you don't do surprises at all. She gets so excited. She'll just be like, she tells me right on the spot.
I've done some huge surprises.
That's
for you.
Also true. I apologize for.
But when it comes to kids and being pregnant, I can't keep it from Andrew. So I was like, you have to come film this. So I basically like run downstairs to the gym. We had just gotten done like arguing over something, over nothing.
Oh no, that was the day we we had done a live stream and then it just blew up in our faces. Yeah. And I literally stormed off the screen. Like, it's almost like I ripped the mic off and said, I'm out of here.
He's a drama queen. Remember that for this next part of the story. So he goes down to the gym to work out, to like get his anger out. I went and took a pregnancy test. I don't know why. And so I go down to like tell him, I take Drew with me. We walk in, Lexi's filming. I was like, baby, I want to come down here, say I'm sorry for today, yada, yada. And also, we're pregnant. And this is what he says. He goes, I freaking knew it. I freaking knew it.
So
the way you've been treating me lately. And I was like, whoa.
Can I just ask a question? First of all, Savannah Thompson sent us $5 and said, thank you for using your platform to encourage others. Thank you, Savannah. Also, Kasid sent us $2. Thank you. Tyler Returns is with us. Tyler's been with us like since the beginning of when we started YouTube. But a question for all of you is it fair game for a husband or significant other to tell your wife to take a pregnancy test because they're acting strange?
You could tell her to take a pregnancy test because like get excited, be like, babe, we tried. Don't ever bring up the mood. Okay. You have no idea what we're dealing with hormones here. So don't even go there. Okay. Fast forwarding real quick to the best part of the video. If you haven't seen it.
Yeah. 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 Go ahead. Darcy was just asking about it.
Yes. The ping pong ball. So I'm nervous. I'm shaking, trying to tell Andrew that we're pregnant. And there's a lot more to unpack there. Andrew's like taking in the information. He's like, I freaking knew it. He picks up Drew. We're like hugging. We're laughing. And then all of a sudden, Andrew looks at Drew and she has shoved a ping pong ball in her mouth and had it in there the entire time, which is a perfect representation of what our life is about to be. But it's not funny because, yeah, she can choke. But it was funny because it was like, holy crap, we're about to have two under two. And this is the beginning.
The part I found most entertaining was some people thought that like we put the ping pong ball in Drew's mouth intentionally, gosh, like to make
or
it
like
entertaining.
Let her do it. If only you could see how diligent we are about picking up ping pong balls to make sure she doesn't put them in her mouth. That was like a freak accident thing. Anyways.
No. Wait. I mean, she did oftentimes put ping pong balls in her mouth, but it's hard. Like, we have 50 ping pong balls down there and we can't eat dragon
ball. I'm just saying, it's not like we're like,
I just also feel like
if encouraging her to eat them.
If we were looking to create an entertaining video, like if we were trying to force it and script it, then our, like, don't diminish our creativity to only being able to like think, oh, this would be funny to put a ping pong ball in Drew's mouth. We could think of something way better, but it just, I'm just saying if we were gonna construct it, we could have done something way funnier. So that's my rebuttal to that. But needless to say, we didn't do it on purpose.
Yes. No, not even remotely. Okay. So I tell Andrew, we kind of jump around. We have fun. We are like, oh, holy crap. It doesn't hit us. And then that night we put Drew down. And I'm just kind of sitting there thinking, and I'm going back through like my apps because I track everything. I'm like putting it into my app that I just took a pregnancy test and it said positive because I've put my ovulation test in there. And I'm noticing that like it's truly only been a week since I ovulated and we tried. And in the back of my head, I was like, that's really quick to get a pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get on Google, I read a bunch of articles, and it's like, when's the soonest you could possibly get a pregnancy positive? And it says like 3 weeks. So I'm like, hold up. And all this is going through my head. I haven't told Andrew yet. I start going back into the calendar, looking at like ovulation dates and trying dates and everything. And it hits me. I've been pregnant for 2 months. I took a pregnancy test too early again in October. That I've literally been pregnant for already 2 months. And when I quote unquote missed my period because of quote unquote hormones, nah, man, I was pregnant.
Today's episode is brought to you by Sling TV. You have big plans this week, babe?
Big plans. I cannot wait to get back to the bachelorette nights with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Being a mom is amazing, but is also a little exhausting at times. So I'm excited to have some free me time watching my favorite show with my girls.
You earned it, babe. And I'm so happy for you. Guess that this means I'm on dad duty though, huh?
Yeah, duh.
Well, I won't complain about some good quality time. Maybe the kids and I will watch some ESPN with the guys while you girls watch your reality TV.
You know you're jealous, but that does sound like a great idea. That's what makes us having Sling TV so convenient. We can pick the channels that mean the most to us with no contracts and have live TV for less.
Do you remember when you had to enter into this wild contract with these cable companies?
Yeah, it was
crazy. No longer. Thank you, Sling. We can build our perfect channel lineup for a more personalized TV experience. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and only $35 a month. And your first month is only $10. Yeah, you heard that right.
Sling was built to save you money and bring you the channels you love, from ESPN to HGTV and everything in between.
Take control of your TV solution with Sling. Go to sling.com/EastFam to sign up now and get your first month for just $10. We're also going to link it down below. Let's get back to it.
And then I was like, well, wait, why would the ovulation test come out positive? Googled that too. If you're pregnant, it shows that it's a positive ovulation test. So
math adds up. So bottom line is, we're pregnant.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. All right. So our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology. And they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open. And it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. And it allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
And we're going to be doing a whole lot more videos on a pregnancy, including how we're going to tell our parents. Or sorry, yeah. How we told our parents. We told them before we told the world.
We don't have to speak in like future tense anymore like we were doing for a while.
But as far as my question goes, can a husband ask a wife to take a pregnancy test?
I think people
test?
Have very clear opinions on it.
Yes. A couple really helpful piece of advice. Rebecca says, yeah, you can ask them to take a test, but don't make it about their mood. Samantha says, yeah, you can, but tread lightly. And Tiffany says, if you do it tactfully, you can, but to prove a point, don't. So I think, sometimes it's a gray line, but, Kylie Chang, thank you for the contribution. Brandon Roki, thank you. We are not asking for people to use a super chat, but super thankful, that you guys are. And Layla wants to know about the surprise at the end of the video. Stay tuned.
No. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So on to the Q&A.
Yes.
So
you guys have questions and we have answers.
So we're going to lock this into the pregnancy announcement Q&A. We do a lot about Sean's gymnastics career, Sean's Dancing with the Stars experience, but let's open up the floor. So if you have a question, hit us.
Hi, hello. Actually asked, I don't know why I felt compelled to answer this question. It's a great question. How did you get pregnant so fast?
Is this a time for a dirty joke?
No. Okay. So I will tell you this. It took us over a year to get pregnant with Drew. Before we started getting pregnant with Drew, or trying to get pregnant with Drew, we miscarried. I had a bunch of hormonal issues, just like internal issues that I was dealing with from gymnastics, from eating disorders, from unhealthy medications, from everything. So for us, it was truly like not a challenge, but it took a while. With this baby, we were not expecting to get pregnant this fast. We were expecting another year. I was expecting to have to like go re-regulate my hormones. But I think for us, I don't really know how. I just think maybe my body's in a better place now, having gone through one pregnancy and learning how to take care of it a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. That was well answered. Let's see. Who was it that asked? We got pregnant again on our first try. Did we? Did we get pregnant on our first time trying?
We did.
Who asked that question? I just want to give credit where credit is due. So let me try to find it. Sorry, I can't find it. There's a lot of comments coming in.
Oh, I have a good one. I have a good one. Christy Dressel. I'm sorry. She said, did Nastia know during the reunion video on her channel? Yes, 100%. Because we were all drinking quote unquote wine. I mean, all the girls knew. They're my best friends. So yes, they knew. I was drinking wine out of a Yeti.
Natalie asks, what will you do different in this pregnancy compared to the first?
Ugh.
Have you thought much about that?
Yes and no. I think this time, I feel like I could talk about this for a very, very long time. This time I'm trying very, very actively not to worry so much, even though as I'm saying this, like my stomach is turning into knots. For me, pregnancy is very scary. Just because when Drew's here, like Drew has a cold right now. She got sick last night and she had the worst night of sleep of her entire like 14 months on earth. And there's something about seeing her in person and saying like, okay, you have a runny nose, you have a fever. I can deal with this. I can help with that. I can do that. When you're pregnant, you don't have access to your baby. And it's just this helpless feeling of not being able to take care of them in the way that you want. and making sure they're okay and they're getting the right nutrients and getting the right care and just all of this. So I think already having Drew is a great distraction right now for me to not worry as much this pregnancy. Mm. But other than that, I'm just trying to do everything in moderation.
Yeah. And Katie Polly asked for the best advice for a mom to be, which sounds like you might be pregnant, Katie. So congrats. Also, it is so much fun. There's been so many messages that we've gotten of people who had a child around the time we had Drew, and are now pregnant again. And it's just like, it's really fun. We honestly feel like we get to go through the process with you. But I think would that be your advice to a mom to be?
From mom to be, I would just say, as soon as you get pregnant, you get overwhelmed with the feeling that you have to plan your entire child's life. You have to plan your delivery and how you're going to eat and what the nursery is going to look like and what, like everything. It's almost like a wedding checklist. And I would just say you don't. Deal with today. Once you get past it, deal with tomorrow. It's a foreign new world with so many new challenges and things. Don't overwhelm yourself with all of it, because I've told like friends of mine who have had babies since I had Drew this, you're going to have that baby and that baby's going to spit up on you and you're going to be like, I need a burp cloth.
Yeah.
It just like comes to you.
Yeah.
You don't need to get it ahead of time. Just take a deep breath and let things just happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth like putting thought into, thought and like preparing where you absolutely can, but realize like you will figure it out along the way. Sarah Jean Marge wants to know, does Drew understand there's a baby in there? I would say no, but Nash does.
Nash for sure does. Poor guy.
He gets so protective of Sean when she's pregnant. It's cool.
He just lays by my feet all day and like licks my face all day.
Gil Hennessy wants to know, will we do a series on the nursery like we did with Drew? Depends. If you want that, let us know. We did enjoy a lot of the pregnancy series that we did last time. We're looking to go, like, we're going to go through and review, like, wow, we really enjoyed this video and so did you all. And just try to figure out, like, you know, we want to make this the most enjoyable without just putting videos out. So that's our goal. And sorry, one more. Haley Madel says, congrats on baby number two, you guys. We were 5 weeks apart with our girls and would have been close with this pregnancy, but my baby gained angel wings earlier this month. Haley got chills thinking about that and hate to hear that news, but she would like to know tips on moving on from miscarriage. Mm. Let me just frame this by saying it's so courageous, I feel like.
1 in 5 Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled babbel.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like, for you to talk about this and maybe not discussed enough. Like, our doctor said 1/3 of pregnancies end in a miscarriage. And I know you've experienced it. For those that don't know, we our first pregnancy ended in a miscarriage, and we did learn a lot of lessons.
Haley, we're praying for you. We're praying for that beautiful baby. That's really hard. Going through a miscarriage is very, very hard.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order, and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
I can tell you, you'll never get to a point where you understand why it happened, just because it's a loss and it's a loss of your baby. However, you will learn to cope and to find a spot in your heart for that love and for that baby that will live there forever. I still watch our miscarriage video because I never want to forget that baby that we lost. And I still have like the little shoes that I surprised Andrew with. And I think the best way I learned to heal and to cope with that grief was by talking to your significant other or to your family or to someone close to you. Even if it doesn't make sense in your head, it doesn't have to make sense to who you're talking to. Just get it out and don't harbor it. Don't keep it inside because it should be shared.
Mm. Praying for you, Haley.
Similar topic. I was going to go to this one next is from Jessica Williams. She said, I mentioned in a previous podcast that I think women should feel more comfortable announcing their pregnancies before 12 weeks
mm-hmm.
and thought maybe we would do it this time as well.
Did we?
We did not.
We were right at 12 weeks.
We were right at 12 weeks. And what made you change your mind? I think it's, I'm still dealing with trauma of the miscarriage. My first thought when I got the positive pregnancy test was strip yourself of emotion. Like, I didn't want to be excited. I didn't want to, like, feel love towards the baby yet, which is terrible. But I felt guarded to truly feeling what it was I was going through. And I think that I was trying to protect myself a little bit from social media, which I shouldn't have to. I should have felt, you know, free to announce it. And we wanted to, but I don't know. I still think I'm working through my stuff.
Yeah. It is. I actually had that same question because I remember we debated about this in a previous episode and you said before we did that episode that you wanted to wait until 12 weeks, the traditional time to announce.
Uh-huh.
And then on that episode, you said, no, we should announce as early as possible. I didn't feel like it was in my place to challenge you or ask about that, but I was curious. So yeah, it's a tough thing to navigate and you just got to roll with the punches, make the decision that makes the most sense at the time.
Kelsey Backus, do we already know the gender and do we have guesses?
Not yet.
We don't. However, I think we're leaning towards finding out this time.
Yeah. I'm all about like getting a different experience this time around. You
different
know?
Baby, different life, yeah. Different thing.
Yeah.
But I think we're not going to do the blood test or anything. We're going to wait for the next ultrasound, which is at 20 weeks and we'll get our little card then. We could do an entire podcast on the 20-week ultrasound. That to me is the most like daunting part of pregnancy. More than delivery, more than getting pregnant. It's the first time you get to see your baby and you're just praying that they're okay.
Diana wants to know, how do I feel confident when I'm pregnant? Are you talking maybe like self-image wise, potentially? You struggle with that.
For sure. Your body goes through crazy changes when you're pregnant. And I have had friends that we've all talked about this. I was really scared before I got pregnant the first time of how I would deal with it, coming from a history of eating disorders and body image dysmorphia and everything. I think the best way you should approach it is your body is not your body anymore when you're pregnant. It's your baby's fuel source and it's your baby's home. So instead of looking in a mirror and saying, oh, what has happened? Disconnect yourself. That body is creating a human. Think about that.
That's amazing.
So whatever change your body or that body has to go through or is going through for that baby is supposed to happen. And after that baby is delivered and your body becomes your own again, then we'll work through those things next. Mm-hmm. But until then, you're living in someone else's body.
All right, let's answer two more questions. Before we do that, though, if you guys wouldn't mind hitting the thumbs up button on this video, if you're watching on YouTube. Joan asks, will this be uploaded later to watch? Yes, the full thing will go up later. We'll also release it as a podcast. So, there you go. And let's see. Oh, Victoria wants to know, do we know if the cord has three vessels this time or another two-vessel cord? We're still early on, so we haven't done any of that stuff yet.
We had our first ultrasound. Got to hear the baby's heartbeat. But other than that, that all will happen at that 20-week ultrasound that I was telling you about. And that's the one that scares me only because of what we went through last time. There was a full list of things that were red flags to the doctors. And again, it's just that helplessness feeling of wanting to do anything in your power to help your baby. And to hear that, like, we had a two-vessel cord instead of a three-vessel, I felt like my body was failing my baby. And that was hard to deal with. So yeah. I just want to get to the 20-week ultrasound.
Madison Ma says she's also pregnant with number two and will have two under two. My first little guy will be one on the 30th of January and the second baby due in August. Dang, she moved quicker than us.
Good for you.
Will you try to breastfeed the second baby?
Yeah. So this is a completely new, this is a blank slate for us. I am approaching this baby with, you know, as if Drew's was Drew's and this baby is going to have their own little thing. So yeah, I would love to try to breastfeed as long as possible. Love to try to give birth naturally, vaginally. They're both natural. Yeah, it's just all blank slate.
Diana Lennon has a challenge. Everyone reading her comments should say something positive to someone today. You never know what people are going through. Wow. I like that. I love that challenge. Thank you, Diana.
I love it.
Sarah, how will you do a gender reveal? Balloons out of a box, balloons attached to Nash, cake. Send us your ideas. We've started brainstorming. Have some concepts, maybe playing around. I am excited about that. We didn't really do that with the first, but let us know what your favorite is.
Think about Drew being a part of the gender reveal. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all for today. Babe, you're a champ. I noticed that, you know, this was a pregnancy announcement Q&A, and like, it makes sense that I was asked not that many questions.
It's okay.
But I'm glad I could host this. And we're so honored that you took the time to watch this. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the show on wherever you're listening, whether that's on YouTube or on a podcast platform. And we also have linked the main channel in the show notes, as well as a sponsor for today's show. So there's a lot of people that said they love ButcherBox.
Yes.
Great deal. They love Best Fiends. We do only talk to you guys about products that we truly love. So happy Wednesday. It's fun to hang out with you, fun to meet you guys, and we'll talk later. That's all we got. It's the East fam out. All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode, and again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.